All right, talking here with Cambry Lovesy. How's everything going?
Going great. How are you?
Cold, but it's that time of year, so you can't complain too much, right?
Exactly. We're snowed in here, but I'm enjoying the snow day, hunkered down in my house here.
Well, you're out there in BC. Sort of, what's country music like out there in BC, especially in kind of that Abbotsford area? So you're not too far away from Vancouver, but Vancouver doesn't really strike me as a country music kind of place. But then again, we got Tony Stevens, Dallas Smith, JoJo Mason, a lot of people hailing from that area. Sean Austin.
Absolutely. I think that the BC country music scene surprises people. We're a super tight-knit group, and I love that about living in BC as a country artist. I started to meet fellow country artists here through the BC CMAs and stuff and local performances when I was just a teenager, and those connections have grown and kind of gained a network of artists out here that support each other. And like you said, some of those names, like incredible artists, have come out of this area. And BC, especially the Fraser Valley, loves its country music. So yet, like you said, I live an hour outside of Vancouver. So out here, especially, we love our country music. We also have some country bars kind of opening up post-pandemic. So I actually have a couple shows coming up with the folk country bar band shows that are opening up here. So I'm excited to get back out and play some shows for like country fans like that around here. So there's places that support local country music, live performances. And then, you know, country radio has always been super supportive across Canada and especially BC. My hometown station, Country 107.1, Curtis Pope, have always spun the tunes and stuff. So we have a tight-knit community. It might not be as big as other areas of Canada, but yeah, it's special.
So how did you get your start in music and, for that matter, country music rather than maybe pop or rock? Or was there that transition at some point?
Yeah, I think every artist goes through their journey of finding themselves and finding where they fit in the music industry and what kind of songs they like to write. And for me, that journey started when I really like to say, like, when I picked up my guitar at age 11, that's kind of when I started to experiment with, like, okay, not just singing to backtracks or karaoke, karaoke tunes, but like figuring out, like, okay, what is it? When I pick up a guitar, what do I want to sing? What do I want to write about? And of course, every artist, especially when you start as a young kid, writes a thousand bad songs before you get to the good ones. And for me, country music has always been in my life. My family played it so much growing up. My mom always put on the CMT channel for me as a baby and likes to think that influenced my music taste. But I was always playing in the car, always playing at home. And for me, when I started writing songs, I found that like storytelling was the biggest part of songwriting for me. All of my songs come from some element of truth in my life and help me make sense of the things that happen to me and come in and out of my life. And for me, that naturally fell into country music, you know, three chords and the truth. I believe that is honestly some of the best songwriting. And for me, I fell into country music, fell in love with artists like, you know, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, Patsy Cline, the originals, and then into the Chicks and Shania Twain growing up on like that 90s country. And, you know, that influenced me and I just never looked back.
Nice. So is there a point that like a place or a time you can pinpoint to where you're like, this is what I want to do professionally to actually pursue it? Or is it just kind of like a gradual thing and it just somehow just started happening?
I think a little bit of both. I honestly, I don't know if I could do anything else. I don't know if it's like possible for me to not pursue music. It's when I started, like I started playing piano at age 9, and that came from me begging my parents to put me in some kind of, my friends played piano at school. Other kids were in piano lessons. And I just was so in love with music that I was like, I wanted to go into piano lessons. I started with piano and I still play piano. And I picked up guitar and voice lessons around the same age, 10, 11. And once I started with that, I started performing around the same time. I started entering local vocal competitions. And with that came other performances and showcases. And for me, like once I got a taste, I was in, and there was no other option. And I was very fortunate to start young and start making those connections with the BC country music scene when I was, you know, little. I was in middle school, high school, chasing this outside of school. I'd go home from school and get ready for a show. And that started young for me. And I'm really happy that it did. And yeah, I just haven't ever looked back.
Nice. Well, you have your new single Afterthought that we're getting ready to play here on the show in just a bit. Sort of how'd this one come about for you, and what made you really want to pursue this one out to radio rather than maybe just on a DSP platform?
Yeah, so Afterthought is a song that I wrote a couple years back during the pandemic. I just sat down and wrote as much stuff as I ever have in one time in my career. And I write all the time, but I feel like I just got this huge burst of creativity during that time when we were all stuck in our houses, and went in post-pandemic and recorded a bunch of tunes, and now kind of giving each one of those some love. And Afterthought is a song that for me, I wanted to put out at the beginning of this year, because for me, it really symbolizes what it feels like to leave the past behind, to kind of step forward into a new foot. Yes, it stems from a romantic connection, but it also can speak to other areas of people's lives. You know, the chorus starts with another year older, I know I've changed. And so that for me was a great way to start 2025 on a great foot. And for me, there was really no question in whether I put this one out to radio or not, because the radio community has honestly been so supportive of me ever since my first project when I was 16 years old, has welcomed me with open arms. And this is a song that means a lot to me. And when I wanted to put it out into the world, I was already getting great feedback on social media, just teasing little things on TikTok. I'm starting to get really into TikTok and just giving little teasers here and there. And I could tell people were really identifying with these lyrics. And so I was like, okay, let's give this one to country radio, see how they like it. And so far the response has been great.
Just getting into TikTok as it's potentially going to get shut down. So,
hopefully not. Hopefully not in Canada. It might just be us Canadians on there, but
give it time. So what else do you have kind of in store for 2025? I know we're still in the early couple months of it. So do you have more singles planned, maybe an album or an EP, any big gigs? Yeah. Like, what's the plan of attack?
Yeah. So for me, I definitely have new music I want to continue to put out through the year. So I will kind of leave that to a little bit of mystery there, but definitely new music coming. I've been writing up a storm, and I have so much music I want to share with the world. And so I want to continue to put it out there, as well as performing. When summer comes, I'm playing 3 to 4 shows a week all over BC. And this year would love to expand outside of that a little bit as well, if I get the opportunity. And hitting the stages, playing live. As I said before too, we've got a couple great country bars opening up here. So I'll be playing at The Barn in Surrey, which is a brand new country bar that just opened this month, actually. So playing there March 1st, if people want to come check that out. And May 10th, I'll be at Rusty's as well, another awesome local country bar. And then, yeah, just continuing to see what comes my way and embrace every opportunity. I know we were just talking about the CCMAs being in BC this year as well, so hoping to make a trip up to Kelowna for that as well in September. So that's kind of the game plan.
Awesome. Well, Afterthought is a great song, and definitely one that is going to be an afterthought, I don't think, to people. I think people are going to remember it pretty well. Thanks for taking the time to hang out today, Cambry.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.